A spinning, whirling metropolis on the Kentish landscape. Wind farms have exploded in the county in the last decade. Herne Bay, Thanet, and onshore at the Romney Marshes. Green, renewable energy is all the rage, and the government wants to keep it that way.
I think whether it's onshore wind farms or offshore wind farms, which are increasingly seeing large investment, we are going to see over the next few years an actual boom in investment in wind and in other renewables.
That's Ed Davey. He's the Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change. Speaking at the Little Cheyne Court wind farm just outside Lydd, he told us he wants to give local communities five times the amount of money for agreeing to a wind farm in their backyard, and more say in the planning stages. Hurrah, you might think then, for residents in Sellinge fighting an onshore wind farm of their own.
My name is Ronald Lello, and I'm a member of the Sellinge Residents Association. I used to be chairman. We're very pleased to hear that residents will have more power. I'm a little concerned as to how the power is going to be sought and how it's going to be put into practice. It's going to be extremely difficult to understand how they're going to parcel this windfall out. Who actually is going to be able to receive it? I feel that this is going to drive a wedge, a very sharp wedge, into each community affected.
So just how would this money get divided?
It will be dependent on what communities decide. They could decide that they want it in lower electricity bills or in investment in their community. I think it's right that national government doesn't tell people, but we leave it up to local people working with the local developer to decide what's right for them.
And where does this extra money come from? Well, the developers bidding for the government's cash to build these wind farms, that's where. So if the developers then are getting less incentive to invest and locals have more of a chance to voice their opposition, is the government really behind green energy at all? Dave Vince is Managing Director of Ecotricity, the company behind the Sellinge proposals. Well, let's hear what he thinks.
The government are planning to have less onshore windmills in Britain and less renewable energy generally. There's been a cut in support and a change in the planning rules to the adverse, where gas and nuclear power are concerned, it's been an increase in support and a change in the planning rules to the positive.
So where does the government really stand on green energy? Well, we put that very question to Mr. Davey.
Strongly in favour, just like the British people. And this government, as a Liberal Democrat minister in this government, if we want to build a stronger economy and a fairer society, we have got to invest in the future. We've got to invest in green energy, and that's investing in green jobs, in green profits. That's the way forward.
Energy Minister and Sevenoaks MP Michael Fallon stopped short of that rhetoric, but insisted the government isn't blowing cold air over green energy as a whole.
You know, we are changing the balance here. There's no doubt about that. We want to give local communities more control over these things, and that we only have them where they're appropriately sited and where communities are happy to benefit from them.
Which takes us back to Sellinge, a refused application for a single turbine under appeal. Proposals for six turbines loom large on the horizon. In short, more say is good then, but more money? Well, can they really be bought?
Ian Medgett, Sellinge Residents Association. We can ignore the money more than you can ignore a 400-foot moving turbine, particularly six or seven of them right on the edge of the village, looming over people's houses. These aren't little windmills, these are damn great machines.
So to coin that weather phrase that Caddy often uses, a real mixed bag. The government committed to green energy but placing more hurdles to achieve it, and communities happier with more power but risking a tornado ripping apart their respective loyalties. This is Ben Croucher for BBC Radio Kent.